Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation, and indeed it is a good morning. This is Torah. In my cultural system, in the lifestyle and the traditions of the culture from which I emanate, whenever somebody is handing something to give it to you, you do not stretch out one hand to receive, but you stretch both hands. And as you stretch both hands to them to receive, you also clap your hands. Then you cup your hands together in order to receive. The clapping of the hands that you do is a sign that you are grateful. Even without saying words like thank you, whenever you clap those hands, it therefore shows and implies an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness, and it is understood well within our cultural system. You do not clap your hands thus. No. When you clap your hands, what you are doing is you are probably urging someone on. You are clapping in celebration. You are clapping because someone has spoken well or any such. It's a celebratory mode of clap. But when you clap to thank, even the tone and the nature of the clap is significant. You actually clap. Be it you're a man or a woman, your clap should sound something like this. That's how the sound has got to come forth as. When you do that, that kind of clap is called goshi. That's a sound that expresses gratitude. It expresses thankfulness. The harder the sound comes, the deeper the tone of the sound comes, the heavier the depth of the sound is, and the deeper the pitch of the sound, with a higher decibel coming forth out of it, is a greater manifestation of the extent to which you are grateful. So, gratitude matters a lot. If as you hand, say to a child, even a sweet or a cookie, and they do not clap their hands and use both hands to receive, you actually withdraw it from them and you say, clap. And they have to give you the gushy clap. If they do not give you the gushy clap, you deny them the thing, because it's not because you want to be nasty, you want to be difficult, you want to be imposing. No, you are trying to induce an attitude and a sense of gratitude, and to teach that child an expression of gratitude at each and every step of the way. It doesn't matter how many times the child has to receive things from you that day or that morning, they will have to give you the gushy clap throughout the day, whensoever you have something to hand over to them. It is mandatory. But what that basically has done, it has, to those who have taken it positively, taught the correct concept and aspect towards their view of life. Gratitude helps you to grow and to expand. Gratitude brings you joy and laughter, and it also induces joy and laughter into the lives of all those who are around you. That's what gratitude does. Gratitude is a state of being thankful. It is the continual reflection of what's right with your life, rather than constantly dwelling on what is wrong. It is also about counting our blessings and being appreciative irregardless of the circumstances which we sometimes find ourselves in or surrounded by. Lack of gratitude and appreciation is one of the reasons why many people don't succeed in life. Look at, for instance, even a school environment. Students who do not appreciate their school will hardly perform to the optimal. Workers who do not appreciate their organization and workplace can never be at their best. And people who do not appreciate their families or friends will never attain joy and happiness. The human mind can only focus on one aspect at a time. So while our attention and concentration is in one place, everything else is shut out by our minds. So, what does this mean? Basically means that when we focus on what is wrong, we do not see what is right. And conversely, when we focus on problems, we do not see opportunities. However, sometimes we are ungrateful because of our ignorance. There is this saying which says, I used to complain that I don't have shoes until I met a man without feet. What a great lesson to learn. What a great lesson to learn towards our need and ability to have to be grateful, to reconsider our situations and indeed our circumstances. If you follow world news and current affairs, you are aware of millions of people who don't have freedom of expression or movement, people who don't have clean air to breathe and water to drink, sufficient food, security, justice, freedom of worship, association, access to education, investments, opportunities, a good life, and such the like. But however, depending on where you live, some of these things might even be basic. But the secret to greatness in all these circumstances is to be grateful of what you have so that you can channel resources and opportunities to figure out how you can exploit those opportunities towards the success that you need. Look at the great biographies of some of the great men and women. One of the things that comes out clearly in most of them is that they were born and brought up in very challenging environments, and many of them grew up when their societies were under oppression by other societies and communities. They were ravaged by war, ravaged by drought, diseases, and some other calamities. Others were victims, yet despite of all these obstacles, they were grateful of the opportunities that they had to make a difference. They did have to make a difference. Mahatma Gandhi rose to be the great person who he grew to be at a time when actually his nation was under the rule of another superpower. Winston Churchill became a leader during a wartime period. That's when he rose up to begin to be a leader. Nelson Mandela, with all the success he had, was born and brought up in an apartheid environment. During a recession, became the beginning of the greater level of the breakthroughs of the multi-billionaire Warren Buffett. So, great achievers had more reasons to be ungrateful than most of us, yet they chose to focus on the positive side. Thus, they used their resources to making things better and achieve their goals. Listen, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns the little we have into enough. And even more, it turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity, and indeed, it can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and indeed, a stranger into a friend. Listen to what Brian Tracy said. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. The point and the question is, would you dare to be grateful even in the circumstances which you find yourself in? Is there no hope? Is there no hope? Is there no ray of breakthrough and success, that which you can derive and learn within the circumstances which you have? I believe that with a grateful heart, you can actually do better and greater for yourself, for your community, and indeed for your nation and your people. Dare to be grateful. Dare to express gratitude and thankfulness. Dare to make the success that you need. It will bring the breakthrough that is necessary for our situations, circumstances, and environments as a people, and indeed as a nation, and of course as individuals. Remember, it is well. I wish you well. I wish you joy. I wish you gratitude. I wish you breakthrough. I wish you success. Have a great day. Let's meet again in the next episode of Miraya Morning Motivation. Enjoy the song that follows. Thank you.
17 years by her side, broke the same bread, wore the same clothes, and we said, we're sisters with nothing between. If one of us falls, the other will soon be following. Both of you fell the same day, you don't know why. One of you never woke up, and you lay your body down on the floor. You're desperate to hear footsteps again, but this house is on fire. We need to go. Oh, oh, oh. You don't have to go it alone. Go it alone. Run for your life, my love. Run and you don't give up. If all that you are, all that you want, I will be close behind. Run for your life. She had a fire inside, and that terrified you. You saw that you'd never lose your control. Baby, let yourself go, 'cause part of you hides, and I know the hunger inside of you strong. Only hold back the river so long. All that's true, leave all that's blue. run for your life. Run for your life.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.